The magic of the breath. Your breath is very special. Your breath should become your best friend. Your breath has infinite layers of subtlety and detail that you can explore, and that you can use the exploration of your breath to train your mind to be able to pay attention. To train your mind to be able to notice things that are happening right here and right now. Your breath is life. Every time you inhale oxygen into your body, that brings you life. That sustains you. If you're not breathing, you're not living. And it's something that happens all the time. Right here and right now. You are always breathing. It is always a part of your life. So we use the breathing meditations a lot in all of our programs, because one of the very special things about the breath and the respiratory system is that the breath is the link between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And explain that in more detail. So if you think about it, you go through your everyday life doing your jobs, you're working, driving, being on the bus, looking after your kids, cooking, cleaning, whatever you're doing. And most of the time, you're not consciously aware of your breathing. Most of the time, it's your autonomic subconscious nervous system that's doing your breathing for you. You don't have to consciously try and breathe. Yet at any moment in your life, you can choose to consciously and deliberately regulate and control your breath. To consciously and deliberately control your respiratory system. You can choose to stop breathing, to add a pause. You can choose to breathe through your nose or your mouth. You can choose to do a short, sharp breath or a long, slow breath. You can choose whether to breathe in more to the chest or more to the belly. All of these different aspects of your breath you can control. Yet, if when you're doing your conscious, deliberate breathing, let's say a friend walks up and you forget to consciously, deliberately breathe, then luckily, as you might have noticed, your autonomic subconscious nervous system takes over and continues to breathe for you. Otherwise, of course, we'd all be dead. So that ability to bridge the gap between conscious control and subconscious control is unique to the breath and the respiratory system. Think about your cardiovascular system. Do you reckon you could consciously and deliberately stop your aortic valve beating? I would suggest not. Think about your digestive system. Do you think you could consciously and deliberately control how much pancreatic juice is released from your pancreas? I doubt it. I'd be very surprised. So, as far as I'm aware, the respiratory system is unique in the bodily systems in that it bridges this divide between conscious control and subconscious control. And that's what makes it very special. Because when you consciously and deliberately regulate your breath, that sends a signal. That sends a signal from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind. And if you're controlling and regulating a breath that is smooth and relaxed, calm and gentle, then that sends a signal to your subconscious autonomic nervous system that everything is okay, that there is no threat, that your body can move into what we call parasympathetic mode, the rest, digest, and repair mode, where your body can really do all of the jobs it needs to do to be healthy and to thrive. And so that's what's unique about the breath. We can use the breath as a manner to regulate our bodily systems. we can use the breath to deliberately elicit this parasympathetic response. So I really would suggest that your breath becomes your best friend. You don't really need any stress-busting apps on your phone or downloads, because you can bet your bottom dollar that when you're stressed, when you find yourself triggered, do you really want to be looking through your bag for an app and opening an app and, you know, then your battery's flat or the kids have deleted the app and then you end up being more stressed? The thing I can promise you about your breath is that it will follow you around wherever you go, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, your breath will be there. And you can use it to self-regulate. You can use it to bring you into present moment awareness. You can use it to elicit that parasympathetic response. So become intimate with your breath. Become intimate with the patterns of your breathing and make your breath your best friend.